If I were to entitle this tonight, I would entitle it Called by God. Called by God, taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Last week, as I was praying for this meeting, praying for you, praying for just our time together, and just reading in my regular devotions, I was here on the platform. Usually every Friday, we spend about an hour or so or more at times praying here in the sanctuary, just praying for this meeting, for God to come, because it's not enough for us to just gather and sing songs. We know religion is dead, it's dry, it's boring. But this is about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we want a living relationship with the living God. We don't just want to go through the motions. And so we pray and we invite God to come and to meet with us. And he always does. And so as I was here on the platform and I just was led to this particular verse of scripture, passage of scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I read the first verse there. And it says, Paul here is addressing the believers in Corinth, in this city. Corinth, for those who didn't know, it was a cosmopolitan city, a very rich city, very populated city, a place where merchants quite often came and did their business, not much different than New York. We've got, you know, we've got Wall Street here where there's so much commerce and business done. And the rest of the city, obviously, where so much is done and so much business is, takes place. And so Corinth was a city just like New York, very busy, hustling, bustling city, a lot of distractions, but a lot to attract people and to draw people's attention, if you will, and there was a lot of different things to kind of tantalize the flesh, if you will, a lot of promiscuity, a lot of perversion, a lot of prostitution in Corinth. And so, as you can see, it wasn't much different than New York City. But Paul, he begins to address the believers and he begins to encourage them. But it's amazing his words as he begins to speak. And through these simple words, God began to speak to my own heart. And it says this, it says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. The NLT, a New Living Translation, says this letter is from Paul, chosen. It's the same word, called, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. And from our brother Sosthenes. Sosthenes was a co-worker of Paul. He says, I'm writing to the church, God's church in Corinth, to you who have been called by God to be his own holy people. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus. In other words, the moment you place your faith in Jesus Christ, your sins are completely forgiven. Your record in heaven is completely wiped clean. And you are now forgiven. You are now clean. You are now holy. You are now righteous. You are now in right relationship with the living God because you've trusted in Christ and his finished work. Are you with me? Very simple, basic. And so Paul's writing to the believers and he's reminding them of that. He says, just as he did for all people everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. He said, so those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who put their faith in him and ask him to come and to forgive them and to cleanse them of their sins, he says, you're made holy. You're made righteous. You are acceptable to God. Now, you go to heaven not because you've been a good person, but you go to heaven because you've trusted in the good God. Hallelujah. Who took the penalty of your sin and mine. And now your faith in him causes you and I to be accepted in the beloved, accepted in Christ. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul here, as he writes to the believers, he makes this statement, Paul called to be an apostle. Now you and I know Paul's history. We know Paul's background. We know all that Paul did. He persecuted the church. He was there when Stephen was stoned to death. He was part of those that came against the church of the living God and all that. And yet he stands and he's able to say, I'm chosen by the will of God. I'm called by God. Paul was confident in his calling despite his past failures and present struggles. Are you with me tonight? Let me say that again. Paul was confident in his calling despite his past failures and present struggles. I love that. Are you confident in God's calling on your life? That's my question to you tonight. Are you confident in God's calling on your life? This word called means so much, and I love it. It's a wonderful word. Number one, it means invited. It means to be invited. So Paul is saying, I was invited by God into this new living relationship. He said, you know, before I had this boring, I studied the scriptures. I was a Pharisee. I was a religious teacher. I knew I had all this head knowledge, but I'd never had a living experience with God. But now I've got a living experience. I've got a relationship with God. Paul called. He says called. And you and I have been called as well. That's what this word means. It means invited. Jesus invites us to come to him when we are burdened and overwhelmed so that we can find rest in him. If we want more of him, he invites us again to come to him so he can take us deeper into this relationship with God. The Lord is the one who invites us to come to him. He's the one who says to us, come and abide in me. He invites us to abide in him, to stay with him. Hallelujah, to remain in him. He also invites us to join and partner with him. To join and partner with him. In 1 Corinthians, the same chapter, if you look at verse 9, it says, he, God, has invited you into a partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I think of when I first came to Christ. I was angry because I grew up in a home where my parents did their best to love me, but I didn't feel the love. And so I felt more rejection. So I grew up very angry, and I was very volatile. I had a terrible temper, and I would physically fight with my father because of the anger and the rage that was bottled within me. But then Christ saw that, and he came and he found me, and he rescued me, and he delivered me from that sense of rejection. Are you with me tonight? Has he delivered you? Has he delivered you? He delivered me from that sense of pain and rejection and from carrying the burden of sin. Hallelujah. But not only does this word mean invited, it means welcomed. It means to be welcomed. The word means accepted with pleasure. So he not only invites us, but when you and I come to him, he welcomes us with open arms, and he accepts us with absolute delight and pleasure. We are welcome into the beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. He adopts us into his family, and he calls us his own. He calls us his dear children. He spreads a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies, and he feeds us. He sends us a word when we need it to encourage us out of the scriptures and from the pulpit. And sometimes you turn on the radio and you hear a worship song, and then all of a sudden a word comes to you at the time when you need it to minister to you, or a song ministers to you. Praise the living God. He satisfies us with good things. So this word means invited. It means welcome. This word called. But it also means appointed. I love that. Appointed. Appointed. In John chapter 15, verse 16, you don't need to turn there. It says, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. And I've ordained you. And it's the same word. It's the word appointed. I've appointed you. I've called you. To go forth and to bring forth fruit so that your fruit should remain. Hallelujah. It's an incredible word, ordained, appointed. It means to set, to put, or to place a person in the proper place. In a proper place. So what is God saying? He's saying, I have a specific place in the body of Christ for you, a specific role for you to play in my kingdom. And I'm putting you in that place. I'm going to establish you in that place. Figuratively, it also means this word appointed, ordained, called, it also means to lay down one's life. It means to lay down one's life. Interesting. Jesus said, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He said, you follow me, I make you a fisher of men. It's just that simple. If you're a follower of Jesus, then he's made you a fisher of men. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 says, now you belong to Christ Jesus. God has given you gracious gifts. Gifts. Now you have every spiritual gift. Verse 7 says, every spiritual gift, he's given it to you. So now you and I have to begin to grow in those gifts and develop those gifts. And how do we do that? Well, we begin to pray and we yield to God. We yield the gift to God and we begin to exercise those gifts. And as a result, we begin to grow in those gifts. Are you with me? It's just that simple. The Lord gives us different gifts, spiritual gifts. If you want to grow in those gifts, you exercise those gifts. He's made you a fisher of men. And tonight, you're going to have an opportunity to exercise that gift. God has appointed us to make a lasting difference where we are in this generation. Thank the living God. Hallelujah. The Lord has called you. Somebody say Iowa. Iowa. Say Iowa. I-W-A. Iowa. Iowa. Say it again. The Lord has called you. Iowa meaning invited, welcomed, appointed. You got it? Simple. He's invited you into this incredible relationship. When you come to him and accept his offer, his invitation, he welcomes you. And you enter into this relationship with him. And as you walk with him, then all of a sudden, he commissions you. He appoints you. His spirit comes upon you and he begins to use you for his glory to make a lasting difference in this generation. It's his doing. It's his will. So be encouraged. Paul said, I'm called by the will of God. It was God's will to call me. So you're called. And guess what? It's by the will of God. By the will of God. It doesn't matter what the Lord has you doing. He put you there. He called you. Therefore, he's with you. He called you to that home you live in. He called you to that school you're attending. He called you to that place appointment of employment where you're working. He called you there. He placed you there. He placed you in the community where you live. The church that you attend, whether you, Times Square Church is your church or you attend another church. Would you like to acknowledge that tonight? That's my invitation to you. Would you like to acknowledge that tonight? Acknowledge the call of God and recognize that and begin to declare that. To begin to agree with God and say what God says, because there's power in that when you agree with God and you begin to say what God is saying. That's what the prophets did of old. They heard from God and they simply agreed with God and declared what he was saying. That's what pastors do. I was praying, God began to speak to me, and I'm just speaking what God is saying. And so when you begin to say, Lord, you called me to this house. You called me to this job. You called me to this community. You called me to this church. You called me to attend this school. That means you've appointed me to be here. You've ordained me to be here. And you're going to cause there to be lasting fruit through my life as a result. Would you give him praise tonight? He wants you to be confident in the calling that he has on your life. And not only that, but he promises to keep you strong till the end so that you will be free from all blame on the day when Jesus returns. Let me say that again. He promises to keep you strong to the end so that you will be free from all blame on the day when Jesus returns. Praise God.